Let's begin with some small examples or experiences of agency right here and now. Look for little ways that you can make choices. For example, choose to lean to your right, as I'm doing here, or choose to lean to your left. What's that feeling like, the experience of choosing, or in some senses, being a chooser, a one who does to or does upon rather than one who is done to? You can also do this sort of thing in terms of objects near you. For example, reaching as I am right now for the coffee cup. Choosing to hold it for another moment, and then choosing to set it down, as I was doing here, and obviously adapt these suggestions to your own situation right now. How can you interact with your immediate environment in ways that really call up and you can pay attention to the experience of a sense of potency, that you're making choices, you're making something happen. Like right now, I'm going to push my coffee cup. I am moving that coffee cup. This body, this finger, is now pulling the coffee cup back. I have a sense of agency here. I know what that feels like. Then think about ways in your life currently that you do have influence. For example, do you have influence over exactly when you wake up in the morning? Maybe you need to wake up at 7 o'clock, but I'm assuming you have influence over whether you wake up at 7:01 or 6:59 or 7:10 or 6:50. When you prepare your morning meal or eat your morning meal, you have influence over probably exactly what it is, right? There might be some range of choices you're working in, but you're the one who decides how many eggs to eat or how much coffee to drink or how much water you have when you first wake up. And if you were to extend this way of thinking across your whole day, you would probably see many, many places where you actually do have influence. So I'll be quiet for some moments here as you kind of walk yourself through a typical day, and I'll give a few suggestions, and imagine areas where you really do have some influence. And as you do this, see if you can register what it feels like again and again, taking it in, internalizing and installing the experience of agency inside yourself right now as you kind of see yourself moving through a typical day. So seeing yourself moving through the morning, being aware of some of the many ways you do have influence, you do have power, you do make certain things happen, you can make certain things happen. And the afternoon, imagining seeing some of the many ways you're more like a hammer and less like a nail. and also the evening. What are some of the ways in which you make choices? Literally how you walk across a room, or how much or how little you say to other people, or the exact choice of the particular foods you eat, or even exactly when you go to bed, or what kind of pillow you get to have or like, or how you move in your bed before you settle in. And as you go through your day in your mind right now, and you imagine times or moments or what aspects of agency, keep looking for the feeling of having, in a sense, power, even if it's only inside your own mind. What's it feel like right now to feel like a cause rather than an effect? Cause and effect can sound kind of abstract. The way it sort of shows up for me is a sense of potency, of capacity, power that's not yet used, but could be used to make various things happen. So accessing this experience and helping it sink in here and now. Also, take some time here to reflect on the life that you've had and think about one or more key times where you made choices or you really exercised influence. Maybe in how you stood up for someone, perhaps a child, maybe a key choice you made in terms of your own education or work history. Perhaps a key choice you made with regard to important relationships. And recalling that time, focus on the experience you had then, or you could have now looking back, of this sort of potency I'm talking about, the sense of efficacy, or you can influence things, make choices, be a chooser. As you consider these key moments or times in your life, the sense of agency might have a quality of responsibility, a sense of, yeah, I was the responsible party there. I was the one who got the committee to do that thing, or I was the one who pulled that child back out of the way of that bus, or I was the one who, when we went to the animal rescue shelter, said, you know, I want that cat. I want that dog, and brought that animal home with me or with us. And in whatever form it is, including the sense of responsibility, getting in touch with this experience of agency in whatever form it shows up for you and letting it sink in, giving yourself over to, really assimilating, really internalizing a feeling of personal potency. in doing this, other thoughts, other feelings might come up around feeling helpless in certain regards. And the thing to do is to be aware of those other feelings, recognize that often they have a basis in reality in that area, let's say, or with regard to that situation, you don't have agency. Okay. But at least where you do, including in terms of your attitudes or your perspectives on things or your priorities or how you manage your reactions to things, in terms of how you work with your own mind about things, help yourself learn useful lessons about things. In those areas, at least, you do have agency. So we're continuing to focus back on where you do have agency. And then when you recognize that agency, open to the sense of having agency and receive that experience into yourself. So I'll take a final minute or so here for you to explore aspects of agency and the internalization of them, however you like. You can also use this time to imagine yourself in certain situations in your life or relationships or in future situations or relationships, and imagining yourself coming from, acting from, living from, being carried along by a stronger sense of agency, and how that might be beneficial for yourself and others. If you had more sense of agency, if you took more sense of responsibility, let's say, use the power, the influence you really do have in other places or settings of or relationships of your life. Okay, wrapping up.